The kickoff return record, you guys set that, as you know. That's not what you set out to do, but isn't it nice to collect some of these things on the way?
I'm so proud of the guys. They worked so hard. It was something that was we were getting close, and we knew, you know, that we had a chance at it. So the guys kind of rallied, and we had four returns for 31-5 in that last game, which was, I mean, outstanding. And, you know, with the guys that were playing, like, every down, offense, defense, and we had like, five guys that were playing every play. We called them Iron Men. They did a great job for us and came through.
Obviously, this is an NFL record. You guys did it better than any other team in the league or in history. What are you guys doing that well? Where is this group?
We just have 11 guys that are all on the same page, guys that are playing with great effort, buying into what we're coaching, and then they're going out and executing. I mean, it's a kickoff return is like an offensive play. Everybody's got to do their job, and if everybody does their job, you're going to get big returns, and that's really what's going on right now.
The teams that you leapfrog in that top five, 72, 52, I mean, like over the last 30 years, 40 years, nobody's been able to do that.
Yeah, because it's such a long season, and, you know, you get negative returns. You know, you'll get tackled for a 10-yard, you know, return. We were consistently getting that ball out, you know, 25 yards, you know, and then occasionally we'll hit, you know, 50, and, you know, we were able to keep it up there. And it does. It says a lot. That's why I'm so proud of that, you know, because we had some good kickoff return teams at the Bears, but we never really came close, you know, to that average number.
Is it a surprise considering – that kind of the kickoff return has almost been legislated out of the game?
You know, you'd think that there would be more when they're kicking from the 30. Guys would come out more, but, you know, we come out a lot. I mean, we come out deep, so that's also another factor, I think. You know, other teams might not come out when we come out. So I think that's all part of it.
Coach Reed was talking, the players were talking just how in the playoffs, everything's magnified. Can you just kind of talk about your experience with the whole playoffs and what it's crazy?
It is. I mean, I could tell already, you know, yesterday at practice, you could just see the speed, the way the guys are flying around and just the focus in the meetings, you know, in the morning. Just everything is intensified. And, you know, Coach Reed talked about it first, but then you want to see it happen. And it happened yesterday. And I noticed it today in meetings as well. So I think it's there. The guys have the focus, and we'll be ready.
Go ahead. These games often come down to a big kick. Finally, missed a big kick the other day. Just how do you get his confidence back? Where's your confidence in him?
That's just it. I mean, we got to, you know, we have confidence in him. I mean, we've seen it in practice. I think he was thinking about the other kicks that he had missed. I mean, because if you go back and look at the ones that he missed, he was right, left, right. You know, or where
was he? Talking about kicks in
that stadium, or no. Just in the past, what's happened to him. So he's got to, you know. And Kevin talked to him about this. Kevin O'Day, he needs to focus on this kick. Those other kicks are gone. This is the kick I got to make. Here's my line, and then go. And I think he was thinking, you know, and we know that he was thinking about the other kicks.
He hadn't missed that many.
No, he doesn't.
Just that many to think about other than
no.
But he has missed in that stadium.
That was an important kick. You know, that was an important kick, and he knows that he needs to get he needs to get everybody's confidence back, coaches and the players, and he just needs to make a bunch of kicks in a row here now, and these ones coming up in the playoffs, critical. He knows where he's at.
Come on, guys.
Hey, just in general, Jay, just general impressions of Indy special teams 2 weeks ago. What did you think about that?
They were flying around. They're a well-coached group. We know that, and they flew around in our game, and we didn't get much on them. You know, I mean, we had maybe one punt return. They're fairly decent, a couple kick returns, but they fly around. They're going to be even faster. We know indoors, the wind's not going to be a factor. So, you know, they got a good kicker. You know, Vinatieri is a veteran, proven guy that's won games in the playoffs. You know, he's going to bring a lot to the table, and then McAfee as a punter and kickoff guy. I mean, he does a good job of keeping the ball, you know, keeping the ball away from us. So, you know, it's going to be a tough challenge. You know, one that, you know, we're going to try to rise to.
So,
Speaking of McAfee, he's also a guy that likes to get in there and stick his helmet in there. He likes to, is that something you have to worry about? Like, where's McAfee? Because he's kind of sits back there, not afraid to hit anybody at any point.
If you go back and look at our game, Nile kind of hit him. You know, he tried to tackle Nile, and Nile kind of blew him up. So it goes both ways, really.
With his record, is Vinatieri in your mind one of the or the best clutch kicker that's been in the league?
I don't think there's any question. I mean, you go back. I mean, the big kicks that he's made, you know, in the Super Bowl, you know, in playoffs, get to the Super Bowl. I mean, all of those are just, you know, he beat us when we were at Chicago. I mean, he was at Indianapolis. So, you know, he's a guy that's been there, done that, and we respect him.